Treasurer Scott Morrison is due to make his final decision by tomorrow on whether to block the sale of a majority stake in the New South Wales electricity supplier Ausgrid to Chinese interests. This follows the government citing national security concerns for the increased scrutiny of the $10 billion part privatisation. But while the outcome for the Chinese bidders at the centre of the Ausgrid deal doesn't look too good, Chinese investment in Australian-based research and development is moving full steam ahead. This week, the University of New South Wales launched the first Torch Science and Technology Park outside of China, and that will see Chinese companies invest up to $100 million into local R&D over the decade. Professor Ian Jacobs is Vice-Chancellor of UNSW, and he's the man who brokered this collaboration with Chinese companies last year. Joining him in the breakfast studio this morning is Zhang Jihong, the Director-General of the Torch High Technology Industry Development Centre in China. Mr. Zhang is leading a 25-person delegation of Chinese companies to Australia for the launch of the project this week, which also, of course, happens to be Science Week. Zhang Jihong and Ian Jacobs, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Good morning. It's morning. Good to be here.
If I could start with you, Vice-Chancellor Ian Jacobs, science and technology parks are nothing new, really, as a concept. What makes these torch precincts, the torch park in China, so special?
This is a very exciting partnership built on our long-standing relationships at UNSW with China. We have many Chinese students who've been studying at UNSW for a long time, and the opportunity here relates to linking our research expertise, the ideas that are coming through UNSW, with the extraordinary scale of the Torch partnership in China, which runs 150 science parks in China.
So give us a sense of the scale of that, 150 science parks. Yes, that's a number, but what is the scale of that in terms of the investment and the productivity?
The scale and the quality and the outputs of that are quite extraordinary. My understanding is that the 150 science parks across China are responsible for over 10% of China's GDP, about 16% of its exports. And Mr. Zhang has been right at the mastermind of building that up over many years. So it is an extraordinary development. And we have the opportunity now to link with that to put our discoveries, our ideas, the products that we produce at UNSW, to link that with the expertise in China to build a science park here in Sydney on the campus of UNSW.
And I'll come to Mr. Zhang in one moment, but can you give us a sense, Ian, of the university, I believe, has signed $30 million in research contracts with eight Chinese companies as part of this Torch Park precinct. What kind of companies are they, and what kind of R&D are you hoping to tap at UNSW? Can you give us some examples?
There's a vast range of different things. One of them is to do with biotechnology, medical advances. One of them to do with automobile components, and other parties to do with power cables. And there are a vast range of different things. And it turns out that our Chinese partners are very good at, from the business community in China, are very good at understanding the discoveries that we make that they can commercialise and manufacture. So it's a great partnership.
What I wanted to ask you. Will Australia and UNSW, of course, benefit from the technological breakthroughs that might come from this Torch Park, or will the commercial benefits all flow back to China only?
We're pretty astute at negotiating.
You got that covered?
On behalf of the university and on behalf of Australia. So there are a whole raft of different ways in which we can partner with the Torch Group and the business opportunities that arise. So sometimes it's a joint venture, sometimes it's a royalty arrangement, but those negotiations, we're making sure that we protect the future of the university in Australia. Of course, this is not just about working with Chinese partners, and the Torch Science Park, the UNSW Park, will be open to other universities in Australia and other businesses in Australia and from elsewhere. We generosity in partnership is a key hallmark of this sort of venture.
Oh, so it is it's like an open source precinct in a way.
Yes, and you mentioned that there are $30 million worth of contracts already in place, another $20 million progressing very quickly. We will get quickly to $100 million, but I think if we get this right, this is just the tip of the iceberg. This can be a very, very big venture, much larger than that.
Mr. Zhang, this is your first Torch precinct outside of China. Why did you choose Australia and the University of New South Wales?
Because Australia and China have a long-standing science and technology partnership. which has been really important in developing the very strong people-to-people linked between our two countries. So this is a very important reason we can have a cooperation with the USW.
So it's because of the relationship that was there already. What particular research expertise is there in the UNSW and beyond that the Chinese companies are seeking access to? What do they think Australia is good at?
Because China's development model is a turning point. Our company, especially for SMEs, want to get their technology rights. So I think USW can give them a lot of help in IP transfer and technology transfer.
IP transfer.
Yeah, yeah.
And what is the role of the Chinese government in these torch precincts?
Torch program, we one man task is to build some sensor parks. These parks, they are many, many small company. This company is more private company. They can autonomy for themselves.
So they're separate from the government?
Yes. Yeah.
But the government had the overarching notion of the torch precinct.
Yeah, sir. So they can do themselves. Yeah.
Okay. Ian?
I think it's worth just explaining that these discussions came out of visits that I paid with my team to China, and we were talking about education because we have 7,000 Chinese students at UNSW. And the discussions then moved on to research collaborations, and we started talking about research collaborations in China. It was when we raised the possibility of Chinese investment in research in Sydney at UNSW that everyone got very excited. And Mr. Zhang immediately realized just how important that could be. And the Torch Group and the government helped to identify companies that were best suited to working with our scientists at UNSW. And then from there, it very quickly developed.
The timing of this is terrific in a sense, symbolically, because there's been a lot of discussion lately about Australia and universities being very good at research, but bad at translating their research into commercially viable products and processes. And that's a very intense discussion going on at the moment in our research institutions and where should the CSIRO funding be directed and all our research and development dollars. Do you see this as a challenge to that preconception, or it's going to turn things on its head?
I think this is a very important step on that journey. It's not true to say that Australian universities are not good at this or are not involved in this or not keen on this.
It's said all the time at very high levels.
The truth is that Australian universities in 2014, that's the most recent data we had, generated $160 billion towards Australian GDP from the research that they pushed out into society. Now, that sounds like a lot of money, and it's pretty good. It's close to 10% of Australian GDP, but the number could be much larger. And if you look at some other parts of the world where this whole translational pipeline is pushed very hard with government support, with universities, with industry, genuinely working together in a tight-knit community, the numbers that can be achieved are much, much larger than that. And you can look at China, you can look at Israel, you can look at Silicon Valley, you can look at the UK. There are lots and lots of examples where this pipeline can really be driven hard.
And the excitement between you two is palpable here in the studio. They're both pointing to each other saying they're responsible. We're speaking with Professor Ian Jacobs, Vice-Chancellor of the UNSW, and Zhang Jihong, Director-General of the Torch High Technology Industry Development. Just finally, Vice-Chancellor, as you know, the Australian government's now intensely scrutinising Chinese bids to buy strategic Australian assets here in UNSW. Is accepting Chinese investment in what could be seen as strategic R&D for this country. Your first project with a Chinese cable company seeking to fund new research and development in electricity transmission cables. Is this being scrutinised by the government? Do you know, the Australian government?
Our work is very strategic, but it's not a security risk. And if it was a security risk, then of course we'd go through whatever processes were necessary. But we're very confident that our work doesn't fall into that category.
But presumably you know that. I mean, the government's doesn't need to scrutinise it, no regulatory.
There's no secrets about our work. It's all very transparent, and we're confident about that.
Well, I think it's very exciting. The scale of things you're talking about is exciting, and the smiles on your faces proves that you're both very energised by this. So good luck with the Torch Park project. Sounds fantastic.
Thank you, and it's been wonderful to be here with Mr. Jiang, who is leading this so effectively.
Yes, absolutely. Professor Ian Jacobs, Vice-Chancellor of the UNSW, and Jiang Ji Hong is the Director General of the Torch High Technology Industry Development Centre in China. He's leading this 25-person delegation of Chinese companies here for the launch of this Torch project at UNSW this week.